Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio. It's a Thursday morning, and that means I'm Jack, and across from me is Jim. And we are here to talk, well, about all the stuff we usually talk about on a Thursday morning. Plus, we have some guests in the studio. Bob Over and Stephanie Childress are here from the U of I Nonprofit Leadership Program. We are excited to learn a little bit more about that once the hour begins.
Tick tock, tick tock. Mm-hmm. The hour has begun. Mm-hmm. And good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Jim.
Your voice sounds much better. I'm, the smoke is out of the air.
Right. I gave up. I quit smoking.
I think all of North Idaho, praise the Lord, did as well.
Yeah. No, I do feel, I feel great. Isn't it nice? This kind of weather we're having. It's crisp. So far, I haven't actually been rained on. I've just seen the rain. So it hasn't really affected me negatively. Well,
it's in the forecast for today, but I tell you that I love the mild days and the crisp nights. And that, well, for me being, you know, I taught for 30 years, so, and the fall was always a good time of the year to get back into gear. So I always love the fall, and I'm waiting now for all the colors and all the good things that come with fall time here in North Idaho.
Mm-hmm. It's still, yeah, still technically summer, but it's got a, certainly a crisp in the air. Let me tell you a little bit more about the specific weather we're looking forward to.
I'm all ears.
We have scattered showers today, a 40% chance of showers, and a high of only 63 degrees today. Isolated showers before 9 p.m. tonight. Patchy fog after 3 a.m. today, or tomorrow, I guess. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight, and the low tonight, about 48 degrees. That patchy fog continues until about 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and then partly sunny tomorrow with a high up to 68 degrees.
Whoa, heat wave.
I know. Yeah, that's very exciting. Then we'll have to head back down the beach. Then tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, and then chance of showers with a low about 50 tomorrow night. Saturday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy on Saturday, and high of 65, high of 61 on Sunday, and a 60% chance of showers. So it looks like we're going to get some rain. Who knows exactly when?
Well, speaking of rain, I want to say hello to my sister and brother-in-law in Washington, D.C. area, as I do every Thursday. They're going to get a little bit of the backwash, I think, of Florence, that who's coming on board. My sister says 75 now, high of 81 expected. Wow, and we're plateauing out at 63.
Yeah.
Not too bad. thunderstorms, dreary. Inch of rain coming, calm before the storm. I mean, boy, is that whole East Coast getting battening down the hatches.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I don't know exactly. I haven't been watching the Weather Channel, I guess. I know North Carolina's getting ready. I don't know how, what the range is where it may.
They don't know what it's going to do once it hits land, whether it heads north or heads south. But, you know, Thorn Research over in Dover moved to South Carolina, and a friend of mine moved there to Somerville, and he wrote and texted me yesterday that he and his wife were evacuating down to Atlanta.
Wow.
So welcome to South Carolina, you North Idahoans.
Yeah.
That's sort of the way things are. We do want to warn people about something more immediate, traffic patterns here in downtown Sandpoint.
It's chaos.
As I was describing before we went on the air, it's sort of like Pac-Man. You have to work your way through the maze because you come to some dead ends and you go, oops, and you have to go around and back out. But I cannot even begin to tell you what streets and where the working is going on. So just be alert and above all, pay attention and be patient.
Yeah.
Just simply don't get upset. Don't hit your horn because somebody will just dump a whole thing of stones on top of you, gravel on your car. You know, so in other words, just simply, this is the way things are right now. It's not a forever thing. Boy, how do you like that? It's not a forever thing.
It's not. No. But we're right on First Avenue, the studio here, and it was a little tricky getting down here this morning.
Let's ask our folks who are with us. We have Bob Over, who is director of the University of Idaho Leadership Programs. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Jack.
And Stephanie Childress. She's executive director of Idaho P-TECH. And good morning to you, Stephanie.
Well, good morning.
And how was it for you guys driving down here?
Well, it was really exciting because I had no idea there was any road construction in Sandpoint. And I drove in from the south and there was a giant sign that said road closed ahead. So I parked and walked because the sidewalk was still open for walking.
Ah, what? So you came up from across the Long Bridge then?
Yes.
One of the major ways to get into town, then all of a sudden...
You were talking about the rain. It was pouring down rain by Kokalala, but it was absolutely gorgeous because the sun was shining in the middle of this absolute deluge of water.
Right now, this morning?
This morning, on the way up. Yeah.
No way.
Oh, it was great. Actually, I loved it.
Oh, perfect. How about you, Bob? How did you find navigating the streets?
Well, I'm kind of used to it right now because I'm your neighbor, actually. I live over on the south end of the lake.
Shh, don't tell people that we're neighbors. I mean, Bill, start stalking us.
I keep that quiet too, Jim.
Well, thank you, Bob. And so where did you park and walk or?
I parked right around the corner and I'm just hoping the construction doesn't get to my car by the time the radio show is over.
So let me tell you, it's inching its way down First Avenue. I mean, it was like, I don't know.
They've come at least a block.
And then they go, you know, and then right now they're stopping in front of McDuff's and I forget what's across the street from it. And it's going to inch all the way down to Cedar Street.
I feel I've got about 47 minutes, so I hope the show ends let's have a car.
Let's talk quickly so that Bob can rescue his car. Bob, let's start with you with an overview of the nonprofit leadership program, the kind of classes.
Okay, yeah, the nonprofit leadership program is a program that was born out of necessity. I moved to Sandpoint about 7 years ago. And from Colorado, and learned there was really a major void of education and support for our nonprofits in Sandpoint and surrounding area. And since I've been in nonprofit work for going on 40, 45 years, I thought, okay, here's an opportunity to give back to the community. So with that being said, I talked with the University of Idaho out of Coeur d'Alene, and we agreed to start a program. It's called the Professional Nonprofit Leadership Certificate Program. Simply means that the university is sponsoring this and will give a certificate of completion after 50 hours of intensive education in nonprofit leadership. So the program is really designed to offer what I would refer to as a sustainable effort on nonprofits here in Sandpoint and surrounding area, to learn a little bit more about what they don't know. And as all of us know, when we don't know something, it's kind of aha moments. So we are unique in that this is one of a kind. It's unduplicated. We're community-based. We're here year-round and available. We do offer classes, mostly in Coeur d'Alene, but we have done classes in Sandpoint and a couple of retreats, as you know, well know, Jim, in the Sandpoint area. And so it is unique from the standpoint that we are in the community and we are available year-round with a phone call. We can meet anywhere, anytime, any place. And our classes basically run from September through October in the fall and from February through May in the spring. And we're really excited to be doing this. And we've met a lot of great people and many, many nonprofits in Sandpoint have participated and continue to participate in the program.
Okay, and we want to emphasize that we're talking about a program that begins on September 27th, so it's not too late for one to sign up. Let's get the information out about if one is interested, and then we'll talk with Stephanie as a graduate of the leadership certificate program, and we can take it from there. So if one is interested in this, how does one make connection?
I think by sitting in front of your computer, one way of learning more is to go to www.uidaho.edu/cda/outreach/nonprofit. Or sign up is uidaho.edu/nonprofitcda.
Okay. And how many years have you been running the program down in Coeur d'Alene?
Going into my seventh year right now, but I did the same program or similar program at Fort Lewis College for 5 years.
Okay. And you said you've been involved in nonprofit and leaderships for 40 years. Has it changed over the years in terms of the skill set, or are there more nonprofits now? What do you find in that area?
Well, to start with, the need is greater than it's ever been, and it's going to continue to grow given what's going on in this country right now. So the nonprofit sector is the safety net, basically, for many of our citizens in Sandpoint and around the country, as a matter of fact. The program itself and the growth of the program, fundamentally, it's still basically the same. We're working with children, we're working with families, we're working with organizations. We're helping them to learn what they need to learn in order to provide the quality of services that we really want in our community. And it's really all about the quality of life and community building. And that's what our nonprofits are really set up to do. They are truly the safety net. It's a place where people can go without spending a lot of money, get professional services, and hopefully thrive in their homes and in their communities. So, yeah, the programs do expand, yes. And there's always new things to learn, new technology, new ways of doing things, and we look at those aha moments.
Okay, and let's speak with one of your AHA students, Stephanie Childress. She is the executive director of Idaho PTEC. Ask you the obvious question. What did you take? What was your takeaway from the course?
It's a really great opportunity to learn from the people who are around you. And there are a lot of people operating nonprofits in our area who have a great deal of expertise, and I had never been connected with them. And so you have the opportunity to talk with the people sitting next to you. You have the opportunity to talk and learn and listen from the people who are presenting. They're very engaging classes, so there's a lot of interaction before the class, during the class, after the class. It's a great, networking. I don't want to use that as too much of a buzzword, but it's a really great way to expand your base of community support and to learn from one another to help support what is going on in the community all around you. So that's probably my biggest takeaway from the class. It was super encouraging to me when I started taking it because they were hitting on topics that I was dealing with on an everyday basis.
Can you mention some of those topics, Stephanie, that you...
So my organization is in a wind down phase, and as we were going through the process of getting structured to complete our grant cycle with our funder, we were talking about funding issues. And it was a really great opportunity for us in the class to be learning about other funding models and what could potentially work for other nonprofits, and to learn how that was similar to what we were going through or dissimilar. And also just a great way to talk about, you know, when you set up a nonprofit and you have funding issues, what are your measurable outcomes that you're trying to achieve? And if you, you know, set your goals from the beginning to be measurable and sustainable, then that will help you in the long run as you're expressing that to your funders and to your stakeholders and your constituents and the people you're serving. It just really helps you to get a better overall structure. It kind of helps you to take that step back from the day-to-day work that you're doing and take a look at how you're running your nonprofit and say, hey, are we doing this right, or could we be doing this better? And it's just a really safe space to do that in.
What is Idaho PTEC?
So we're an organization that helps students figure out what they want to be when they grow up, help them develop a plan to get there, and then help them start taking steps to achieve that goal. We connect students with industry partners. We've done a lot of field trips over the years, done a lot of student-led conferences, and just help students improve their soft skills and their self-awareness as they are looking to their future career. And as I said, we're in a wind-down phase, so we're currently only serving a group of students who've been with us for a number of years as they complete their post-secondary programs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So when does the time come for you to, I don't know, wind up again?
Well, so we ceased our daily operations at the end of June. So we're no longer working in the high schools with students, but we're serving our students who are in those post-secondary training programs, whether they're a certificate-based program or an applied associate degree at a community college. And we'll cease that in June of 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah.
The organization has come to an end.
Yes.
Oh, well, okay then.
It is what it is.
Well, then.
We've learned a lot.
Okay.
And, yeah. You know, we're in the process of publishing a paper that tells what we've done and what we've learned. And it's really been a fabulous experience and opportunity to work with a number of kids. Mm-hmm. And I was at a meeting with some people in Boise day before yesterday, and there's a lot of interest in this area because clearly Idaho's future workforce is an important topic. And so I'm hoping that what we've learned can be taken and applied by other people in other organizations and that the work will continue.
Hmm. Well, we should have you back on some other time to talk about what you have learned, because okay. That'd be interesting.
That'd be fun.
But right now we're here to talk with you and Bob about the Nonprofit Leadership Program, which again is at the University of Idaho, Coeur d'Alene. Bob, what did you do for 40 years before you got started with the with education?
Year number one, year number two. Okay.
Actually, Jack, it's almost been a lifestyle. I ran nonprofits for 35 years in Colorado, and kind of took them from birth to maturity, and focused a lot on sustainability. And the organizations I worked with in Colorado are doing really, really well. And again, that was for 35 years. During that time and after, and with probably a total of 25 years, I've done consulting around the country with nonprofits and just everywhere. I'm also at the present time doing an advanced nonprofit leadership program online for credit students, and I've been doing that now for 3 years. At the university, as I mentioned earlier, we're going into our seventh year of doing live classes, and so I'm involved in that in terms of the overall direction, and I teach a class or two each semester as well, and I'm surrounded by absolutely fabulous instructors, the best of the best. I have the privilege and opportunity to work with, and that's really, really fun. So that's kind of it. I've been busy in the nonprofit world and very committed to it for that amount of time. It runs in my blood, and I will probably stay with it until I die.
Did you come in 40 years ago, or did you come in with some nonprofit education? Did that kind of thing exist? Or did you kind of have to make it up as you went along?
That's a great question. Yes, nonprofits were around at that point in time, but there was very little in the way of education offered by anybody. So, yeah, I did kind of make it up as I went along. I did not have any formal schooling in nonprofit leadership, but in the colleges, universities that I went to, I was involved in doing a lot of nonprofit work. I had a big band in college, if you will, and I took my orchestra around the state and played in prisons and hospitals and in homes for children and stuff like that. And then I did a research project working with autism in Galesburg Hospital when I was in graduate school. And that kind of thing got me interested in the world of nonprofits and the people with special needs. And that's really where I've been focusing my whole life, on special needs and hopefully helping people. And in Sandpoint and surrounding area, it's like I said earlier, it's my give back opportunity and privilege to do that. And it also helps me engage with the community. And it's been a wonderful relationship and partnership with the community.
Let's look at your class, the nonprofit leadership class, Making a Difference. What are some of the skills goals of a person receiving the certificate that he or she would have?
Well, hopefully the goals of the students that are taking the classes would be to expand and enhance their existing skill set. Or for those that don't have a skill set, it's a beginning for them.
Okay.
So what we do is mix people that, and when I say people, I mean executive directors, program managers, line staff, and board members, a lot of board members. We mix it up in class. We have all of that in one class. And as Stephanie said earlier, we learn from each other in class. Each class is headed by an instructor. And this year, just to capsulize it, or this fall, We're doing 5 or 6 classes. We're starting out with a leadership class, and that leadership class is going to be really different. It's not necessarily going in traditional leadership. It's talking about relationships, deep listening, and collaboration. And that's going to be done by Julie Stratton, who is an amazing instructor, who has done actually a lot of work in North Idaho and with an emphasis in Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint. Our second class is one that I'm going to be doing. It's a full day. It's reality-based. So I'm going to take that 40 years, and we're going to talk about board development. It's a full-day seminar, and we're going to be talking about organizational readiness, how to find a board member, how to interview a board member. Jim, your question?
Oh, you're turning towards me. Stay with the mic.
So I have a relationship with this microphone, is what you're saying.
You better.
For right now. We're going to be talking about board job responsibilities and limits of authority. We're going to be looking at job descriptions. And probably more importantly, we're going to be talking about the relationship between the executive director, staff, and board. This is a class that is probably the most needed and the most asked for anywhere. And I get calls all the time of people that are looking for some assistance, some help and guidance in that. So that's going to be second class, and that's going to be a full-day seminar, which includes breakfast and lunch.
And this is a spot where I'll just jump in and reemphasize what Bob's saying. You know, this is that opportunity where you get to step back from the day-to-day operations of your nonprofit and say, hey, let's look at our board. Is it functioning the way a board should be functioning? Do all the members understand their role and know how to, you know, perform their duties in a way that really supports the mission of the organization? And so, you know, that all-day class in Coeur d'Alene is really going to be a helpful opportunity to do an in-depth dive into that content. And I think that it'll be really encouraging for the people who attend.
And to build on that, what you're saying is that getting people together to find out, what does your board do? What is their mission? How many people on your, just getting the nitty gritty details to find out that one board might be doing something in terms of fundraising or in terms of achieving goals that another board did not realize. Oh, you can do that, that sort of thing.
And when else would you have the opportunity to find out how the other boards in town even work?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
And let's see, Bob, we're going into the third meeting on, I think, October the 11th. Who's going on there?
This is a class that listed as When Life Happens. It's how to be proactive and reactive to legal issues and issues that happen within all of our organizations.
Mm, so true.
And this is such an important class, and it's a class that a lot of nonprofits shy away from. When you mention legal and ethical, they say, whoa, wait a minute. We're very ethical, and legal stuff, that happens to other people. So that's going to be taught by Jay Sturgill, who has an extensive background in law and teaching. And Jay also works up here as a mediator for the Supreme Court and does some fantastic work. We're going to be doing another class coming up here called Beyond Words. And this is all about communication. This is how she's going to talk about how best an organization can communicate with the community, how best it can work with the community from the standpoint of everything, whether it be fundraising or letting people in the community know what's going on, or getting them involved or building partnerships. So this is going to be a really, really important class. And this is going to be done by Kari Anderson. And Kari Anderson is a well-known consultant throughout the country. And she's been helping us now for about the last year or two. And I'm really excited about that. Next, we're doing a class on volunteerism. And this class is being taught by Jackie Maker. Jackie is by far probably the best volunteer trainer I have ever in 40 years experience. She's that good. And she's got quite a following. And Jackie's been doing this for us for about 5 years now and is going to be talking about how to identify, recruit, train, supervise, and support volunteerism. And volunteerism is probably one of the most important things in any nonprofit.
Agree. Without
volunteers, nonprofits don't exist.
They're the lifeblood. I mean, in terms of not only getting the word out and finding them, but keeping them and how to work with, you know, I think that alone is worth the price of the course, that course on October 25th with Jackie.
The last class we're doing this fall is it's called Workplace Relations. I think we all have experienced and probably are continuing to experience problems in the workplace, problems with other staff, conflicts, etc. And it's not just with other staff. It's with the board and board members to board members and so on and so forth. And Dr. Richard Reardon, who is a psychologist, will be doing that class. And that class is going to be our final class for the fall. And all of these classes, I'm really excited about this, I got to tell you. This is just a wonderful, wonderful series of classes. And it's very, very inexpensive. And people can jump into this. And there's absolutely no reason financially why somebody cannot participate. And if a cost is an issue, we have a thing called scholarships. All they have to do is call me.
Okay. And when you say call you where? What number?
Okay. That's a fair question, Jim.
Okay.
Best way to call me is on my personal cell. And that's 970-764-7077. You can also call me just for further information or details about the class. You can call me about your situation and what you would like to have woven into a class that you would be taking. So we try to customize these classes as much as possible. And again, all these classes are educational opportunities that people have been asking for. I don't make this up at night over a cup of coffee. These are classes people say we really need and we need some help with. So that's how it comes about.
And there are a couple of different ways that you can sign up for the classes. You can sign up for the entire series, including that all-day mini conference, or you can just sign up for the individual conference. And Bob, do you want to talk more about the details on the packages that we're offering this year?
Yeah, good question, Stephanie. The entire package, that's all the classes, including the seminar, which is with breakfast and lunch.
That's right.
Yeah.
Currently looking into the food options. It's going to be good.
Yeah. It's $125. That's for everything. Or if they just want to take that one-day seminar, it's $75. If you want to take any of the individual classes, it's $20. $20 a class. So you can't beat that price anywhere. And we're able to do that We're with a couple of supporters, one being the University of Idaho, has offered a lot of material, space, support to do it at no cost. And our instructors are all volunteers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're all volunteers to make this work because we all believe that we have a mission to help our communities.
And one of the things I'll mention is that you might be sitting here listening, thinking, does this apply to me? Well, if you are a volunteer, if you interface with a nonprofit in any way, if you're a director, if you're a board member, this class applies for everybody. And in the class itself, you'll find people who are just community volunteers who want to learn more about the way that nonprofits work so that they can be a better volunteer. Sure. They show up for these classes. And at $20 a class, it's really hard to beat that kind of professional development.
Okay, we are here with the KRFY Morning Show on Thursday morning with Bob Over, Director of the University of Idaho Leadership Program, and Stephanie Childress. Childress, I forgot the R, get that in there.
Okay.
Executive Director of Idaho PTEC and a certificate holder of the leadership class. We're going to take a music break on this date. In 1965, this song was released, and it wasn't released in England until 11 years later. But it appears on the Help soundtrack by the Beatles. And the version I'm going to play, the Beatles in the studio with Paul mouthing the chords initially as if it's the first time that they've heard it. Here is Yesterday, and I'll talk about it a little bit more afterwards. Oh, I just love to hear a song in the making. That is Yesterday. That was released in the United States on this date in 1965 and was not released as a single in England until 1976. It was on the Help soundtrack, and it is one of the most covered songs in music history, over 2,200 versions of it.
Never heard that version before.
Isn't it just intriguing?
It is.
And it's a song that posed a real problem for the Beatles, because this was all Paul McCartney. No John Lennon, no George Harrison, no Ringo Starr. It was all his composition, his guitar work. But yet it becomes the Beatles. It becomes, I think when they put down the songwriter, they put down Lennon/McCartney.
Yeah. Well, weren't they all? I mean, during the, as long as the Beatles were recording, anything written by either one was just billed as Lennon-McCartney.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Even when they were disintegrating.
Yeah.
Except George Harrison. He always had his own music.
Sure. Yes.
He was an add-on.
Yeah. Is Ringo credited with anything?
Ooh, good question.
Trivia for Jim.
Trivia for Jim. I know that there are songs that they wrote specifically, like Maxwell's Silver Hammer, for Ringo Starr. But in terms of songwriting skills, I don't know. That's a good question.
Me neither. Yeah, it wouldn't be very many, but I wonder if...
Count on one hand.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something that Google would know.
Or Siri, you know. Uh-huh. But we are here with Bob Over and Stephanie Childress talking about the nonprofit leadership program. Five nights beginning on, four nights in one day, beginning on September 27th, ending on November 1st, and usually on a Thursday night. Bob, how large are the classes?
Classes vary. They probably range from 20 to 40, depending on the subject.
On the topic.
Yeah. And sometimes we need to turn people away because of fire codes and policies for room space and availability.
Okay. And one more time, let's go through, if a person is interested in this leadership certificate, if an organization is, contact information. Where's the best way to go and find out about the leadership program?
I would suggest going to www.uidaho.edu/cda/outreach/nonprofit, or go to uidaho.edu/nonprofit CDA.
And if I do remember, you did give out a phone number.
It is my number, and I'm happy to take any calls that would come forward. It's 970-764-7077.
What's 970?
Just curious. It's Colorado.
Colorado?
Yeah.
Who should attend these classes? I mean, is this mainly for people like Stephanie, like people who are already executive directors of nonprofits, or?
Good question. I would suggest it. There's a split. I would say that probably a half of the people who attend classes are executive directors. Of that particular group, probably 3/4 of them are also board members, not necessarily with their own organization, but with other organizations. The other 50% are people that are either entering the nonprofit world or people that have different job roles and responsibilities. And many of them, in fact, most of them probably are board members in their organizations or other organizations. So in essence, board members and staff. And we do get private business owners that hear something, see something advertised and say, I think this might help my business, or I might want to get involved in a nonprofit. Let me go see what it's all about. Let me check the reality, because these classes are, and I want to emphasize these are reality-based. These are not academic. These are people, our instructors, and students for the most part that are in the business.
Oh, and you know, I think what Stephanie said earlier about getting together with other people in other nonprofits and sharing information. You're not operating in isolation. How does one do this? How does one do that? How do you motivate over here? How do you get volunteers? I think it's just a collective working base of individuals who have a lot of experience.
There's another piece to that, and that is that we have seen nonprofits come together and create collaborations, partnerships.
Okay, good.
And good. Yeah. I have also seen where business owners who are attending class will participate in joint ventures with our nonprofit sector. So they'll work out something together, and it's usually in the area of marketing and financial support. And that works out really well. So in essence, this is a partnership between the community, the nonprofit sector, and the state and the University of Idaho.
Do you do anything with grant writing?
We do. We have solicited funds from a number of foundations. In fact, one of them, Vista Foundation, their executive director, Christine Meyer, and I are going to be presenting together the board development section. Okay. So I'm really looking forward to working with Christine, and she might have a different perspective. And I always set these classes up to say and have an agreement with her, my co-instructor. If you disagree with what I'm saying, go for it. Let's talk about it. Let's have a different perspective. Let's see where we both are, or where we all are, or are not, and throw that out to students, and then they can choose what they want to do. And there's no one right way of doing anything. So I definitely encourage that. And I also encourage that with students, too, to shoot back and say, well, that doesn't work for me, but this does.
Okay.
And so, as Stephanie was saying, too, there is a collection of ideas, thoughts, and entrepreneurial activities that are shared in all our classes. So they're really exciting. I always walk away learning something myself, and I've been around for a long time doing this.
At least 40 things you've learned, one each year.
Yeah.
And also this is offered in the springtime as well?
That's correct.
Is it the same structure, five meetings?
Actually, it's more. In the spring, we can be up to 8 to 10 or 11 or 12.
Ah, interesting.
And classes are all different.
Okay.
We have, I should say, about 25 different instructors that we've used over the course of this, and at least 25, I should say. And of the subject matters, probably 30 or 35 different subjects, depending on what the community is asking for and needing. Although there are the basics of, and Stephanie mentioned the fund development. I mentioned the board development. Mm-hmm. Strategic master planning is another one. Leadership is another one. Those are kind of the standard, the war horses.
And volunteerism,
yeah.
Crucial.
That's the core of a lot of nonprofits.
Right.
You get that down, then you can get into other things, legal and ethical issues mm-hmm. that I mentioned earlier.
Sure. We've been here with Bob Over. He is the director of the Nonprofit Leadership Program. And Stephanie Childress, she is the executive director of Idaho PTEC. And we want to, anything in closing before we send you out into the streets of upheaval?
Pac-Man, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, Pac-Man. Out into Pac-Man. The canyon.
Yeah, gobble up the streets while you can.
Mm-hmm. I will look forward to being that character for just a little bit. Before I head home, I think my closing comment would be for those of you that might have an interest, I would suggest get involved. Best way of getting involved in your community is through education. It's through working with a nonprofit as a board member or being a volunteer at a nonprofit. Nonprofits are more critical now than ever going forward. Again, given what's going on in this country right now, this is critical. This is absolutely critical. It's important that we show our leadership at the community level, because this is what's going to help us survive our crisis.
And I would just encourage anybody out there who thinks that they might be interested, go ahead and sign up. Give the classes a try. Come down, check them out, attend the first one. I find them really encouraging. Always good information, always good rapport between all the people there. And it's a great way to get involved in your community and just to find out what's going on out there.
Absolutely. And as Bob said earlier, you can pick and choose. Mm-hmm. And once again, the classes begin on September 27th, and they run through November 1st. What do we say to academics as they head off into, you know, you to a theater group, you say break a leg, break your chalk? What do you say to an academic for good luck and success?
Oh, there must be.
There must be something. One, right? Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, if you're graduating, you throw your cap in the air. Right?
Well,
I
mean, this is a certificate. Yeah. Okay, so whatever it is, we wish you the best of luck with the program. Mm-hmm. Again, the Nonprofit Leadership Program, Making a Difference, an education series offered by the University of Idaho. Coeur d'Alene, thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jack. It's been a pleasure being here.
It's good to have you guys here, and good luck getting out of town. On this date in 1979, we are living in the Mamma Mia era of ABBA's popularity. On September 13th, 1979, ABBA kicked off their North American tour in Edmonton, Alberta, with this song. How can one not be moving all over wherever you are? That was ABBA, and that was the song that they opened up their North American tour back on this date in 1979. And we are living in the age of Mamma Mia, and Mamma Mia, here we go again. And what I like about the internet is that I just kicked up, found the ABBA set list for the Northlands Coliseum in Edmonton, Alberta, you know, that they have all that stuff online, and you can just go right down. They did 21 songs, and you know, it tells you their encore and everything like that. So that was Voulez-Vous.
Well, I'm okay. There you go, Voulez-Vous. I don't know if I've heard that one before.
Well, you should have been there in 1979. Hits, right? It would have been the first song that they kicked off their set with.
I didn't know that that they didn't get over here till 79. I thought of them as a kind of a mid to late 70s band.
Yeah.
But they were almost into the 80s.
They made us wait.
Yeah, I guess
they
so.
They did. I want to start off with, as we go into community events, something that's very important to the community. This is a handout issued by the Panhandle Health District. Now is the time to get your flu shot. Everyone, pay attention. The Panhandle Health District is encouraging everyone over 6 months of age to get their influenza vaccine. Flu season is just around the corner, and now is the best time to protect yourself. Get this, Jack. During the 2017-18 flu season, Idaho had 101 flu-related deaths.
Deaths.
Whoa. And 37 of them right here in the Panhandle.
Wow.
And it says here, all medical insurance, including Medicaid and Medicare Part B, are accepted. Most insurances cover the cost of flu shots, and they encourage high-dose flu shots for those of us, including moi, for those 65 or older.
Huh. High dose.
Yeah.
The flu, you get a vaccine, right? I mean, I don't know what the high dose does.
I don't know either, and I get one every year. And knock on wood. And, you know, I don't know whether to say it works or I just haven't been exposed to the flu. I don't know. But, you know, it seems like one needs to pay attention. And if you have any cares or concerns about it, contact your healthcare provider. Mm-hmm. Do that first if you have any question marks. Otherwise, you know, the importance of getting that flu shot.
Huh. And now is the time, you say.
Absolutely. Okay. Now's the time. And now is the time to be. We mentioned the Beatles before. We're going to mention them this weekend at the Panada on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yellow Submarine at the Panada Theater. Screening of the remastered 1968 classic. 5:30 on Friday, 7:30 on Saturday, and 3:30 on Sunday. You can go to Sandpoint Movies page to find out about that, or you can go to the panada.org to find more information out. So the Beatles and Yellow Submarine, great animation, great songs, feel good all over.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I think I've seen clips of it. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Book in for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday at the Panada.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Okay. You've seen it, I'm sure.
Right? I have. Yeah. I have. I have the soundtrack.
Well, sure. The soundtrack is one thing. The movie itself, are you going to go see it?
I'm working it.
Oh, okay.
I volunteered to pop popcorn on talk about a nonprofit needing volunteers. I try to give my time when I volunteer outside of this radio station, which is also a nonprofit, to the Panada. And I like to pop popcorn.
Today is something's going on at the library today, starting at 10:30 a.m. and running until noon. Everyone is welcome to speed share their favorite summertime books that you read this year during it's the Summertime Favorite Read events. Summertime Favorite Reads event.
Say that five times real fast.
At the Sandpoint, brief discussions of favorite books and refreshments provided by Sandpoint Friends of the Library at the Sandpoint Library, 1407 Cedar Street. That's what's going on today at the library. Also, the Better Breathers Club at Bonner General Health, 1 p.m. in the BGH classrooms, free and open to the public, 265-1045 for more information about the Better Breathers Club. And if you do get more information, let me know what it is.
Share it with Jack. Boy, you had that raspiness for a while.
I did, yeah. I think, it really affected me, that smoke. I think it was my voice. But,
yeah. Well, you're in radio. Mm-hmm. Your voice is your instrument of choice. Tomorrow night at DeLuna's, Lark and the Loon, a songwriting duo consisting of a husband-wife team of Jeff Rolson and Rocky Steen Rolson. Both bring their distinct writing styles together. Just a great evening. If you're looking for more information, you can go to larkandtheloon.com. And if you're looking for dinner and the concert, you can call 208-263-0846. That's tomorrow night at the Panada. And if I'm not mistaken, and I don't think I am, at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Lark and the Loon will be in the studio here an interview and possibly play a tune or two.
Yeah, we've got some of their music in the library. They've been to Sandpoint before, and they are, that is a good little band. That'll be good. And DeLuna's is a great place to see it.
Oh, DeLuna's is a great venue.
Let's see here. Contra Dance at Sandpoint Parks and Recreation, partnering with Emily Faulkner and Lost Horse Press, 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in Sandpoint Community Hall. That's tomorrow at 204 South First Avenue. Contra Dancing is community dancing for all ages in the New England tradition, featuring live music with great local and regional bands and lively callers. Beginners and singles are welcome, and that's on the second Friday of every month, including this month, going on tomorrow. Live music at the Beer Hall with Devin Wade tomorrow night. That's McDuff's Beer Hall at 220 Cedar Street. Free and open to the public, 21 and over, non-smoking, fun and games environment. Devin Wade is a country music artist performing songs about real life, and he's from right here, North Idaho. Yeah.
Well, you have the IPA tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Idaho Poor Authority at 203 Cedar Street. Live music from 5 to 7 with the Sandpoint Jazz Society.
For two nights at the 219 Lounge. Is that I guess it's just two nights. It's a doubleheader or something like that.
They're performing for two nights. They probably want to enjoy the lake on Saturday.
Live music with the Emerson Band. That's at the 219 Lounge on the 14th and the 15th from 9 p.m. to midnight. Donnie Emerson plays the Niner for the first time. His music has been heard worldwide and featured in multiple films. And his hit single, Baby, was covered by Ariel Pink and described as a great jam by late night TV's Jimmy Fallon. Don't miss the opportunity as Emerson entertains with a wide variety of pop, R&B, blues, country, classic rock, old standards, jazz, and disco. Free and open to the public, ages 21 and older. It is a non-smoking environment. Do you know the story behind that song, Baby?
No, I don't.
I just heard about it the other day.
Tell me.
Okay, so this guy, Donnie Emerson, and his brother, I don't remember the brother's name, but they were the Emerson brothers, And they came out with, they lived in, I think, Eastern Washington, on a farm, briefly. Their dad bought them like a recording studio, took out a loan because they played music together.
Yeah.
They recorded an album like in their basement and released it. It pressed like 500 copies of it. Nothing happened. 30 years later, somebody in Spokane is going, flipping through the used record bin, pulls out this record because he likes the cover, pops it on, and here's this song, Baby, and it becomes a phenomenon. It's been covered by major artists. It's been played on the Tonight Show, like they said. It's been in films, and it's a really cool song. If you haven't heard it, but anyway.
I haven't.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to get it into the station.
So it took a long time, but eventually they did become rock stars. But long after the dream had kind of seemed to
age.
Faded into the rearview mirror.
So that's at the 219 Club. One last thing on Friday night before we get to Saturday: live music. Pondere Winery will host a saxophonist, jazz music with saxophonist Ron Kuiper from 5 to 8. He is a master at his craft. Come and enjoy his sound. That's at the Pondere Winery on Friday night. And heading into Saturday, of course, it's winding down. Sandpoint Farmers Market, shop for locally grown produce, artisan wares, and more from 9 to 11 in Farmer Park. Enjoy the live music featuring Maya Goldblum and Bright Moments Jazz. That's Saturday, and I think that they've only got a few more left. They sort of disappear around October 1st.
It's nice. Bright Moments plays all year round, but Maya only plays with them during the summertime.
She lives in Ireland, yeah. I think. It's Arthur's daughter, yeah. And she is with them now until mid-October, so they're going to have different venues. Yes,
extremely treat, you bet it is. To see them with Maya. One more thing, it is the Scenic Half Marathon this weekend. There's a marathon on Sunday. You'll see it run by. And then on Saturday, though, you can still register, and there is a registration party from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Though today is Thursday, so if you're not like ready to run a marathon on Sunday, I don't know.
I know I'm not.
Yeah, me neither.
I'll pass on that, but there is so much going on in the community. We didn't even get through Saturday with the cornhole tournament. And go to Sandpoint Online and find out information about all that's happening in your North Idaho community.
Stay tuned for Bird Note and the Nato's Eclectic Mix all day long here on 88.5 KRFY. We're done. This is the end of the morning show.
As always, Jack, good to be with you, buddy, on the airwaves.
Likewise. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY Pondere.